Thank you. Good morning. It's great to be with you this morning.
大家早，今天很高兴能够在这里。
What a privilege to worship God.
Ah, we can go.
People of God, those whom He has called and chosen.
我们能够在这里跟神所拣选的百姓一起敬拜神，是何等的特权。
The testimony of your lips assures me, gives me confidence that I am among those who are the called, the chosen, the beloved.
因着你们口里所出的赞美。来证明我是在跟神所拣选、所爱的百姓在一起。
We get to draw away from the world this 1 hour, one morning a week.
一周的一个早晨，我们可以从世界里面被分别出来。
And join our hearts together and our voices in praise of our great God and King.
而且我们可以同心合意的一起口唱心和的来赞美神。
I want to invite you to take your Bibles this morning and turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
今天我希望大家能够一起来看书的圣经是在希伯来书第四章。我们大家一起看。
You look so nice this morning. You're all dressed up.
哦，你们今天都穿得很好看。
But all I can see is what's on the outside.
但是我能看到的只是你们的外表。
And I remember, especially as I look at a passage like this, that we are not just physical, we are spiritual beings.
但是我看到这一处圣经的时候，就提醒我，我们不单是有一个物质的身体，我们还有一个灵，我们是属灵的。
It's a complex mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
God has made us both body and spirit.
因为神他造我们，有我们的身体，也有我们的灵。
And trying to understand these in balance and keep the priority right has proven to be very challenging to societies, to men, to thinkers throughout the ages.
要我们把这个，我们又是属物质的，又是属灵的，把它平衡，而且能够调整这个优先顺序，是一件非常挑战的事情。在古时候，在这些古时候的哲学家，还有古时候的社会里面，他们就尝试着要接受这样子的挑战来解释这些。
We've been focusing this morning on crucially important spiritual truths and realities already.
今天早上呢，我们要来看的就是关于这些属灵的真理，还有实际的一些很重要的题目。
And this passage this morning is about the real world of the presence of God.
今天我们要看的这一处的圣经呢，就是在讲一个真实的世界里面神的同在。
The real world is the real of the holy God.It's the world of our great need of Him and of His power.
什么是一个真实的世界呢？在真实的世界里面有一个圣洁的神，而且这真实的世界里面，我们需要他，我们需要他的能力。
Spirituality is not make-believe.
属灵的世界不是人所造出来的一个想象的世界。
Spirituality is not some imaginary alternative universe.
属灵的世界也不是人所想象的另外的一个宇宙。
Our Creator is Spirit, and He has made us Spirit beings like Him.
我们的创造者他是一个灵，而且他也造我们跟他一样是有灵的。
With that in mind, let me read for you these last three verses of Hebrews chapter 14, verses 14 through. I'm sorry.Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16.
所以我现在要来给大家读，就是希伯来书第四章的最后的三节，十四节到十六节。
Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession.For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to his throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做谁随时的帮助。
This book we call Hebrews is written to a church with problems.
这本希伯来书呢，是写给一个教会，他们正在面临的许多的问题。
They were young in the faith, and they were being persecuted and pressured to return to old Judaism.
在这里的圣徒呢，他们都是初信的，而且受到逼迫，在他们受到一个很大的压力，要回到犹太教。
It seems that some in the church actually were seriously considering going back.
而且看起来好像许多在教会里的弟兄姐妹，他们真的很认真的在考虑要回到从前的犹太教。
To our knowledge, this church, Silicon Valley Christian Assembly, is not going through similar issues.
就我们所知道的，现在目前在矽谷基督徒聚会的弟兄姐妹，并没有遇到这样子的问题。
Yet there is good reason to address this text here now.
但是我们仍然是觉得很合适的，我们现在来看这一节的圣经。
In fact, in a way, maybe this is the best time to examine this.
或许现在是最好来读这一段圣经的时刻。
For one thing that we are looking at here is timeless. It is critically important.For all churches of all generations.
因为我们今天所要看的这一段圣经呢，它是永恒的，是没有时间限制的，而且对世世代代的教会都非常的重要。
As well, there is every reason to believe that the world around us is growing more hostile toward God.
尤其呢，我们现在我们可以看到的，就是我们所处的世界越来越来对神越来越敌对。
Do you understand the news that's going on around us? The world is growing bolder constantly in the overthrow of the Christian values that have shaped this society and which we have for generations taken for granted.
如果我们有注意到新闻的话，我们就会看见现在的人越来胆子越大，要把从前这个国家所立的这些在基督信仰上的根基完全的推翻掉。
Persecution is spreading around the world.
在这个全世界，基督徒遭逼迫已经是越来越普遍。
It is rising in this country.
甚至于在这个国家也开始。
We need this book.
所以我们需要读这本书。
To many of you, this text, these three verses, are a fairly familiar text.
对我们许多人来说，这一段圣经非常的熟悉。
I think of it as being like chocolate, rich, delectable, yet intense.
这一段圣经呢，就好像巧克力一样，它非常的丰富，非常的美味可口，而且味道很重。
Let us savor it together slowly.
所以呢，让我们就来慢慢的品味。
We don't know who the author of Hebrews is.
我们不知道到底谁是这本希伯来书的作者。
But we know he appeals to a conceptual scenario that is grand and exalted.
但是我们知道，他在这里所陈述的是一个观念，一个情景，这是非常的大，非常的高。
In some ways, it is extremely foreign to our experience in the world.
对我们，而且对我们在这个世界里的经历来说，是非常的陌生的。
Besides that, it is a spiritual scenario.And thus, it is only described by analogy, and we are incapable of discussing the spirit realm directly.
而且呢，这段圣经在描述的是在属灵境界里的东西，所以它只能用比喻用比方来说，我们没有办法直接的来描绘在灵界里的东西。
But it is not completely beyond our grasp.
但是这并不是说我们就完全没有办法领会。
There's a scenario here that came readily to the minds of the ancients, both author and readers.
在这本书里面所讲的一个情节呢，对于当时古时候的人，比方说当时的作者还有当时的读者来说，他们是很容易领会，很容易想象的。
And until we entertain that scenario, we may be operating on a completely different wavelength.
但是除非我们也能够领会他们的他们所体会到的情境，不然的话，我们跟他们就好像是在不同的频道上谈论一样。
We will be unavoidably, even if unintentionally, finding ourselves attempting to cram the words of this scripture into a different worldview.
不然的话，我们很可能，我们无意的，或是我们不可避免的，就把一些圣经里的字句呢，就完全塞在一个不同的世界观里面。
Not unlike a child trying to force a square peg into a round hole.
就好像一个小孩，他用力气把一个方形的积木塞到一个圆形的洞里面。
We did not grow up with the annual ceremony of the Day of Atonement.
因为我们这些人，我们在成长的过程里面，我们不是每一年都去参加赎罪祭的赎罪祭的仪式。
That's very much in view in this passage.
而那个赎罪祭的仪式呢，就是在这里所讲的一个情景。
So when we come to this text and when we come to this book, we come with a crucial gap in our knowledge.
所以当我们来读这一段圣经的时候，其实我们在认知上是有一段的差距的。
Nevertheless, we can bridge that gap.
但是我们可以弥补这个差距。
Our section begins.Since we have a great high priest who has passed through heaven, Jesus, the Son of God.
所以这段圣经开始就说，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣。
Actually, I want to begin with focusing on that title, Son of God.
所以我想一开始呢，我要来注意，我们来注意的就是这个头衔，神的儿子。
Most of us will come to this and immediately assume the author is thinking about Trinity, and especially about the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, Jesus.
对，我想大部分我们呢，在读这一段圣经的时候，立刻的就想到，哦，他是在讲那个三位一体的神的第二个位格，就是神的儿子。
And of course, we would be right, but not entirely right.
当然，我们是对的，但是不完全正确。
What I mean is, if that's all we understand by the phrase "Son of God," we'll be missing something that's terribly important.
但我的意思呢，就是说，如果我们对这段圣经的领会，只是他在讲三二位一神的第二个位格的话，我们就会漏掉了一些很重要的事实。
So that we will not fully appreciate all that God is saying in this statement.
我们就没有办法完全的体会、欣赏和接受神在这节圣经里面所讲的。
It would help to look back to chapter 1, verse 5.
所以呢，我们或许可以来翻到希伯来书第一章第五节。
There, the author quotes from the Old Testament.
在这里，作者呢，他在引述的是旧约。
To which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son"?
希伯来书第一章第五节，所有的天使神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，又指着哪一个说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Here, this prophet author quoted from two different Old Testament statements, both of which use the word son.
在这里呢，作者他引用了两处的旧约的圣经，两处的旧约圣经都提到儿子。
The first one is from Psalm 2, verse 7, and the second one is from 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 16.
第一处呢，是从诗篇第二篇第七节，第二处是从撒母耳记下。第七章十六节。
In both of those places, God was the speaker, and he was promising one day to raise up for Israel a great king in the line of David.
在这两处圣经里面，神都是那一位说话者，而且呢，他在这里就是应许，有一天他要在以色列照着大卫的体系，兴起一个王。
It is from these that God taught Israel to think of Himself, God, as Father, and Israel's King as His Son.
所以其实是从这些旧约的旧约的圣经里面呢，神在教导他的百姓，让他们来想神是他们的父，而以色列的王呢是神的儿子。
So before the phrase Son of God meant Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, it meant King of Israel, Son of David.
对以色列来说，这个神的儿子呢，在他们明白这只指耶稣之前呢，他们的体会是说，这是弥赛亚，是神的儿子，他们的王。
The concept that these Old Testament prophets consistently applied was that God is the Father is King of Heaven, and He created man to be King of Earth.
所以在旧约的先知里面，他们一再很一致的引用的观念，就是说，神他是天上的王。而且他创造了万有，然后他创造了人，成为地上的王。
That's what God taught His people to think and to say.
这是神教导他的百姓这么想，也这么说的。
That's the idea in the creation of man, Genesis chapter 1. Rule over everything that's been created.
就像在创世纪第一章，神就说他创造了人，要他管理全地。
That's the idea in Psalm 8.
这也是在诗篇第八篇里面所描述的。
That terminology of father and son was also adopted even by the pagan kingdoms through the ancient world.
而这个名词呢，这个父和子呢，也在古时候，甚至于在外邦的王国里面都被采用，就是父和子就是王的关系。
In many of those empires, the term father refers to the highest king, and the term son then is his chosen, designated vice regent, a junior king.
在许多古代的王国里面，甚至于外邦的王国里面，这个父亲就是指着那个最高的王，而这个儿子呢，就是指着这个父王主，就是这个最高的王，他所拣选出来的这个辅佐王，就是这个少年王。
The idea then is that there is a supreme ruler of everything, that's God.
所以在这里所讲的观念呢，就是那里有一个至高的统治者，就是神。
And all that is must serve his pleasure.
那一切的所有呢，都要来服侍他，来讨他的喜悦。
There is no escape.
没有一个人例外。
He is the supreme Lord of all.
因为他是万有的最高主宰。
This is the ultimate truth of the universe, the ultimate fact of life.
这是宇宙中最大的真理，也是有关生命的最大的一个事实。
All that is either spirit or matter.
因为所有的事物不是灵就是物质。
God who is spirit made matter from nothing, from no materials.
神他是一个灵。但是呢，他从无造出了这个有形的物质世界，所以他从一个不是物质的来造出了这个物质的世界。
He exerted his powerful creative will.
他运用了他有创造力又有能力的意志。
He willed matter into existence.
他有这个意念，他有这个意志，这些事情就产生了，就存在了。
And yet, as great as this physical universe is, it is not as great as the immaterial. It is not as sturdy as the stuff we call spirit.
虽然这个物质的世界看起来非常的伟大，但是它还不如这个非物质的世界伟大。它还不如这个我们所谓的灵的世界这么坚固，这么稳固。
God is the King of Heaven, rules over all heaven and earth, the spirit domain.And the physical universe.
神他是天上的王，他统管万有，天上和地上，还有这物质的世界和属灵的世界。
But even before he made this physical universe, he decided that he would delegate the rule of this realm to man, his most glorious creation, the one that he would make in his own image.
但是在神创造了这个物质的世界之前，他已经决定了要把这个统管这个物质世界的这个责任呢，委托给人。人是他所有创造里面最荣美、最荣耀的，因为人是照着他的形象造的。
Like those ancient geopolitical constructs, he is the supreme ruler and wants to be known as father.
就好像在古时候，在那个地域里的在那个地区的政治结构中，他是那个至高的统治者，他希望人认识他就像一个父亲。
And he refers to his delegated ruler of the lower domain, Earth, as son.
而且他把他所委派来统治这个比较次一点的领域，这个地球，这个地的这个委托的这个王呢，叫做儿子。
You and I were made to be sons, the sons of God.
你和我呢，就是被造要来成为儿子的。成为神的孩子，成了神的儿子。
The junior rulers of his supreme authority.
就是一个少年的统治者，伏在他全无限的权柄之下。
But because of our weakness, we failed, and God raised up Jesus, a man, to be that representative ruler through whom we can then come and rule also.
但是因着我们的软弱，人类堕落了，失败了，神就兴起了耶稣，成为人的样式，而他成为这个新的地的统治者，那我们可以跟他一起统管这个世界。
This much the people of this church understood and appreciated even before they received this letter.
所以这些观念呢，在这个希伯来书所寄去的这个教会，他们有这个观念，他们了解这个事情。
Their understanding and their faith was that Jesus is this kind of royal Messiah.
所以他们对耶稣的了解呢，就是耶稣是这一个弥赛亚，这个少年统治者。
He is son, this royal son of God.
他是一个皇子，一个神的儿子。
That's what they understood when they believed in Jesus.
所以当他们信耶稣的时候，这是他们所相信的。
He is the Christ Messiah, the King.
因为他就是一个弥赛亚，他是一个救世主，他是王。
Therefore, I must bow.
所以呢，我必须向他臣服。
And I gladly bow.
我也很高兴的来向他敬拜。
Returning then to chapter 4, verse 14.
让我们再回到希伯来书第四章十四节。
That's what this author meant when he said, "Our great high priest who has passed through the heavens is Jesus, the Son of God."
这就是为什么，这就是在作者在这里说的，这位升入高天尊荣的大祭司就是神的儿子耶稣。
He is the King of Israel, the King of the Earth, the King of the material universe.
他是以色列的王，是这个全地的王，是这个物质世界的王。
What was not as clear or central in their understanding was that this Messiah King must also be priest, even though that was prophesied in the Old Testament.
但是这个教会他所不明白的呢，就是这个王呢，同时也是一个祭司。虽然这件事情在旧约里面已经被预言到了，但是这个教会当时不知道，不明白。
And so in this epistle we call Hebrews, the largest teaching section of the letter is about his priesthood.
所以在这本书希伯来书这个书信里面，作者用了极大最大的篇幅来解释耶稣其实是一个祭司。
The author gives it this special emphasis precisely because this was not well understood by this church.
为什么作者要用这么大的篇幅来解释耶稣是祭司呢？因为当时的圣徒在这个教会里面，他们并不明白。
Being king means he is supreme.
他是一个王，表示说他是极大的、至大的。
And our faith in Jesus as King is supremely important.
那我们要相信耶稣是王，这件事情非常重要。
But we need also to have a good understanding of what it is that he is priest, in particular, high priest.
但是我们同时也必须要明白，他是一个祭司，而且是大祭司。
The job of a priest was especially to administer the sacrifices that were prescribed in the law.
祭司的工作呢，就是要照着律法所要求的来献祭。
The ordinary Jew was never permitted to offer his own sacrifices.
一般的犹太人的老百姓是不可以到圣殿里献祭的。
The priests were the authorized officials of the temple.
只有祭司，他是在圣殿里面唯一被指派的官来做这些事情。
But then there was the high priest.
那同时呢，还有一个大祭司。
There was only one at any time.
在任何的时候，只有一位大祭司。
And he was the only person in all Israel, the only person in all the world, approved by God to approach him, the great king, on behalf of the people, to offer what was required for atonement, for forgiveness, for cleansing.
这位大祭司呢？在以色列只有一，他是唯一以色列的一个，也是全世界唯一的一个大祭司。他是被神所指派，被神所认可的。他可以来亲近神，他可以到神的神的面前来献祭，为了祈求赎罪、赦免还有洁净。
This is what the Day of Atonement was about.
这就是赎罪日的意义。
The Hebrew name is Yom Kippur.
希伯来文就叫 Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur was the high priest's big day.
Yom Kippur 是这个赎罪日呢，就是这个大祭司的一个大日子。
This was the day, the only day in the year, that the high priest would pass through the veil in the temple, separating the holy place from the most holy place.
这一天呢，这个大日子呢，是一年中唯一的一个日子，这位大祭司呢，他要穿过一个幔子，在圣殿里面穿过一个幔子，这个幔子就是把两个房间隔开，就是把圣所跟至圣所隔开的这个幔子，他要穿过去。
On that day, the high priest would begin the day by giving himself a special bath and clothing himself in a special ceremonial garb that was reserved for just that one day.
所以那一天呢，大祭司一开始的第一件事情呢，他就要先有一个很特别的沐浴，然后穿上只有为那一天来预备的一个礼服。
He presided over the slaughter of one bull and one goat, and he presented their blood and sprinkled it on the mercy seat, also known as the place of atonement in the Holy of Holies.
然后呢，他就要来宰一个牛犊，还有一只山羊。然后他们要把这个血呢，就来到这个施恩宝座面前，把它弹在这个施恩宝座。这个施恩宝座呢，也就是一个赎罪的地方。
Then there was another goat that was assigned the sins of the people, and then led out into the wilderness and abandoned, banished from the people.
同时呢，他们也会选另外一只山羊。这只山羊呢，他们就要把。这个大祭司要把这个国家所有的罪都归在这个山羊身上，然后把它放逐到旷野，把它从人民的面前赶逐。
This and various other details are described in Leviticus chapter 16 and a couple other Old Testament references.
这些细节呢，是在旧约里面利未记十六章，还有其他旧约里的经节。
The idea was something like this: God.Israel's heavenly king anticipated that the nation, his people, would violate his laws, break his laws in a variety of ways.
在这里所要讲的呢，就是这个神，这个天上以色列的君王，他事先就知道这个国家会犯罪，干犯他，所以呢，他就为他们预备了这些的方法。
He demanded that they humble themselves before him and confess their sins.And offer these sacrifices precisely as he defined.
所以他事先就知道这些以色列人会干犯他，会犯罪得罪他，所以他要求他们要谦卑自己，而且要承认他们的罪，并且要献祭，照着完全照着他的方式来献祭。
He promised that with such precise, humble, and repentant sacrifices, he would forgive them and would be satisfied or propitiated concerning their violations.
他应许他们，如果你们照着完完全全照着这样子的规定的方式，而且谦卑悔改来献祭的话，他就会饶恕他们，赦免他们，而且完全的满足，把他们一切所干犯的罪都能够化解。
And then they would have to repeat this the next year, and the next year, and the next.
但是第二年，他们还必须要重复这样的礼仪，每一年每一年都要重复。
What we learn later in Hebrews is that that system was only a shadow.
在希伯来书后来我们就看到这整个的体系呢不过就是一个影子一个影儿
That system was never intended to be sufficient for the deep root problem
因为这个整个体系呢从来就不是要来解决这个很深的根本的问题
Jesus replaced that shadow with the original, the substance because he is the ultimate High priest.
而耶稣来了呢，他就把这个影子呢换了，取用这个原来的，用这个实质来取代，因为他才是那真正的大祭司。
And his atonement is so completely satisfactory. He has so completely satisfied the heavenly king that no further sacrifice is required ever.
因为耶稣所献的赎罪祭呢，是完全的满足神。他满足到这个天上的王的一个地步呢，就再也不需要献祭了，永远都不需要献祭了。
Jesus is superior as high priest in at least seven ways.
所以耶稣呢，他是一个更好的大祭司，在七个方面都证明他是更好的大祭司。
Unlike Israel's high priest, this one is sinless, and so he needed no sacrifice for his own sins.
不像其他的大祭司，这位大祭司他是无罪的，所以他不需要为他自己的罪献祭。
Jesus ministers in the heavenly temple.
而且耶稣是在天上的圣殿里服侍神。
He presented superior blood, not goat blood, not bull blood, but his own blood, which atones for spiritual sins.
而且他所献上的是一个更好的血。不是牛犊的血，不是山羊的血，而是他自己的血，所以可以洗净灵里的罪、属灵的罪。
And so he accomplished full and final atonement, putting an end to all sacrifices.
所以他完成了，而且这至终的献祭、至终的赎罪祭，所以停止了一切献祭的事。
He is of the superior order, the order of Melchizedek.
而且他是照着一个更高的等次，就是麦基洗德的等次做祭司。
He is the priest of the superior covenant, the new covenant.
而且他是一个更美约的祭司，就是新约的祭司。
And finally, he is king priest.
最后，他是一个王，君王祭司。
This king was the most approved person in all of heaven.
这个王呢，他是在天上一个最被神认可、肯定的一个人。
For this one to act as our high priest is to guarantee that the great king will be satisfied.
这样子的一个人来为我们的为我们做祭司，就可以绝对的保证天上的君王会得到满足。
And so a little bit later in this letter, in chapter 8, verse 1, we read, Now the main point of what has been said is this, We have such a high priest who has taken his seat, that is, sat on his throne at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven.
这整个的那个观念呢，在希伯来书第八章第一节也特别的讲到，就是说我们现在这个大祭司呢，他已经坐在天上至高者宝座的右边。
Returning then to chapter 4, verse 14.
我们再回到希伯来书第四章十四节。
Having then this great high priest, who has passed through heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
我们就再往前看一点，这里说我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
We need to consider this line, hold fast our confession.
现在我们就来看这一句话，当持定所承认的道。
What he is talking about is the confession of faith.
这里讲的呢，就是我们所承认的信仰。
And in English, the word confession might be a little bit confusing. Sometimes it can be rendered the profession of faith. We profess Jesus is Messiah, Jesus is the King.
在这里所讲的是承认，口里所承认我们的信仰，我们所宣告我们的信仰就是耶稣是弥赛亚，是君王。
So this author, this prophet pastor, is urging them and he's urging us.Not to renounce that profession of faith.
这个作者呢，也同时是一个先知，也是一个牧师。他在要求，在督促他们，也督促我们不要放弃这个信仰。
It is this confession which distinguishes us from those outside the church.
因为这个我们所承认的信仰，就把我们跟在教会以外的人分开。
This is the confession we make in the church, all of us.
因为这是我们所有在教会里面我们所承认的信仰，我们所承认的道。
And no one outside the church makes that confession.
因为在教会以外的人，他们不会承认这样子的道。
Jesus is King of all.
因为耶稣是万有的君王。
Was a priest as great as this, representing us before the King of Heaven, the Lord of the Universe, the final judge of all, why would we ever consider walking away from this, walking away from him and renouncing our confession?
我们既然有这样子的一个君王祭司，他可以在神的面前，在这个天上的王，在这个宇宙的主宰，在这个至终的审判者面前来代表我们。我们为什么还会要想要离开他，想要放弃我们的信仰呢？
Hold on to your faith confession as fast and firm as you can.
所以我们当持定所承认的道，而且要紧紧地抓住它。
Confess privately and directly to God in prayer, Jesus is my Savior and my High Priest.
所以我们要在私下呢，我们在跟祷告的时候对天上的神，我们要这样子的承认，耶稣是我的救主，他是我的他是我的祭司。
Confess publicly with our brothers and sisters, Jesus is my Savior, the High Priest, my King.
神也要我们在众人面前，我们也这样子的宣告，这样子的承认，耶稣是我的救主，是我的大祭司。
Urge and encourage one another, brothers and sisters, to think on his greatness.To think on his sufficiency. Urge one another never, never to give up on him.
而且我们彼此在弟兄姐妹中间，我们也要彼此的督促，彼此的鼓励，让我们常常想到耶稣的伟大，而且他是这么的全族全风，让我们永远永远都不要放弃。
Persecution ultimately is pressure to give up that confession.
什么叫做对基督徒的逼迫呢？就是施加压力，要我们放弃这样子的信仰。
Finally, in verse 16, therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
最后我们看到16节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
This throne is the throne of the King of Heaven.
这个宝座呢，是天上的君王的宝座。
It is the same throne where our great high priest has offered the atoning sacrifice of his blood.
这也是同样的这个宝座呢，我们的大祭司，他在这个宝座前献上了他自己的宝血。
With that blood, he purchased our forgiveness and made us fully accepted before the judge of all, the creator king of heaven and earth.
也是因着这个宝血呢，他买赎了我们的赦免，而且这让我们在这个万有的审判者面前，在这个创造宇宙的者的面前，而且在这个天地的王面前得蒙悦纳，得蒙接纳。
This supreme king is inviting you and me, indeed urging, even commanding you and me to approach him on his throne.
而这一个君王呢，他在邀请我们，他甚至于在命令我们来到他的宝座面前。
There we gaze on him.
让我们来这里注视他。
There we praise him as glorious.
让我们在这里因着看见他的荣耀而赞美他。
There we petition him concerning our needs.
我们也在这边向他为我们所有的需要来祈求。
Do you remember the story of Queen Esther?
你记得皇后以斯帖的故事吗？
Remember how she feared the worst case scenario.
记得她曾经在想，她因着她可能所遭到最糟糕的结局而在那里害怕。
She understood that if she were to barge into the presence of the king, even her husband, without him summoning her, he could be so displeased as to order her immediate execution.
因为她非常的了解。如果他没有召这个王没有召他进宫，虽然这个王是他的丈夫，没有召他进宫，他就随便闯入这个宫里的话，这个王如果不高兴，随时就可以下命令把他处决。
My mind also goes to Psalm 24.
这时候呢，我就想起来诗篇二十四篇。
In verses 3 and 4, we read, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord?" Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully.
诗篇二十四篇第三节第四节，这里讲到，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。
This one alone.May draw near to his throne.
只有这样子的人可以来到神的宝座面前。
What about him whose hands are unclean, whose heart is impure?
那么如那些手不洁、心不清的人怎么办呢？
First, that one would never stand a chance of entering this king's presence.
这样子的人一点机会都没有，没有办法来到王的宝座面前。
But even if he did, his life expectancy would be shorter than that of a lamb before a hungry lion, shorter than that of a convicted murderer before a firing squad.
但是即使他闯进了神的那个至高者的宝座的面前的话，他的生命呢非常就会变得非常的短暂，比那个比那一只羊看到了一个很饥饿的这个狼。饥饿的狮子面前还要活得还要短暂，就好像是一个已经被处决的、已经宣判死刑的一个人在处决之前，他的生命的短暂一样。
Yet in this verse, God urges us to draw near to Him with confidence.
但是在这一节里面，神却督促我们，却要求我们到他的宝座面前来，而且是坦然无惧的。
Confident that his throne is for us a throne of grace.
他希望我们有一个信心，知道他的宝座是为我们的，这是一个施恩的宝座。
Of course, this very same throne is for the wicked a throne of justice.
而这一个宝座呢，对于那些恶人来说，就是一个公义的宝座。
They will also appear before this throne, but they will hear that dreaded verdict.That most terrifying sentence, depart from me.
有一天，他们也会到这个宝座面前，但是他们会却听见了这个让人心寒、让可怕的判决，就是离开我去。
It is this throne, this God, this King, this Judge that we approach with confidence.
而就是这个宝座、这个神、这个王、这个审判官。我们可以来到他的面前，而且是坦然无惧的。
We know that the Almighty shall certainly give to us mercy and grace to help in our time of need.
因为我们深深的知道，这位全能者他会对我们施连续，对我们施恩惠，成为我们随时的帮助。
And we're to understand that this reality is the real world.
我们必须了解，这个我们刚刚讲的这个事实，就是我们活的真正真实的世界里。
We have to be told this because it is not something we can observe. It is a spiritual reality. It is heavenly.
我们必须学习，而且必须别人告诉我们，因为这在我们的世界里是肉眼观察不到的。
We are to understand this is reality. This is not make believe.
我们必须明白，必须体会而接受，这才是真正的事实。这不是一个虚谎的，或是人造出来的。
You cannot always believe what you see.
我们不能只是相信我们所看见的而已。
You can believe, you must believe what God has said in His Word.
我们可以，而且我们必须要相信神的话。
Everything about this passage says that God is pleased with us.Satisfied, propitiated.
在这一段圣经里面，在主要在说的就是神，他喜悦我们，他对我们很满意，而且他已经跟我们和好了。
But that's because he is completely satisfied with our great high priest, King Jesus.
因为他对我们这个完美的这个大祭司是完全的满足的。
So the best thing you can do with this teaching is nothing.
那么我们听了这段话以后，我们能够做的是什么呢？就是什么都不做。
It's not about what you or I should do.
因为这个不是在乎你和我到底能够做什么。
It's about what he has done and is doing.
而是他已经做成而且仍然继续在做的。
It's about who he is and what he does.
这段圣经是在讲他到底是谁，而且他在做什么。
The most important thing we do with his teaching is draw near and gaze in amazement.
所以我们读了这一段圣经，我们所能做的呢，就是来到他的面前，亲近他，而且来观看他的荣美。
Our spontaneous reaction is, "Wow, what a God, what a King!"
所以我们可以从自发的一个呼喊，哇，这是一个怎么样的神？这是一个怎么样的君王
？We are so privileged, we are so blessed to live in His universe.
我们能够住在他的这个世界里面，是有一个何等大的特权？我们是何等的蒙福
？And to live under the best of all possible creators.
而且我们是活在一个这样完美不能想象的一个完美的造物主里之下。
If this is new to you, you need to begin a new life experience.
如果我今天传的对你来说是一个新的，那么你应该开始一个新的生活的经验和体验。
You need to draw near in your heart and gaze in amazement.
我们必须来到神的面前来亲近他，来注视他。
You close your eyes and visualize approaching the grandest and the most glorious King.
让我们在心里我们闭上眼睛，然后在心里想象我们来到一个这么荣美、最荣美的一个君王面前。
In your heart, you cry out the spontaneous praise of His glory.And of His grace.
而我们心里呢，就会有自然生发出来的一个对他的荣美，对他的恩典来一个呼喊，一个赞美。
And we feel free to ask Him for His help.
而且我们可以随意的来向他请求帮助。
Because we know for certain He is gracious. His throne is for us a throne of grace.
而且我们非常的深信。他是一个充满恩典的神，因为他的宝座对我们来说是一个恩典的宝座。
We know for certain that we will receive mercy and find helpful grace in our hour of greatest need.
而且我们深深的知道，我们可以得着连续蒙恩惠，来做我们随时的帮助。
Pray with me.
让我们一起祷告。
We do bow our hearts before you, O Lord, King of the universe.
哦，神啊，你是那宇宙的君王，我们在你面前，我们的心向你俯伏敬拜。
We confess we are utterly unworthy.
我们向你承认，我们是完全的不配不值。
And we cannot thank you enough for the great gift of your Son.
但是我们真的是向你感恩，把你的儿子赐给我们。
Your chosen King to rule this planet forever and ever.
你的儿子是你所拣选的，要来统管这个宇宙，直到永远。
Priest representing us before your great throne.
你的儿子也是在你面前来代表我们的一个祭司。
What a savior.
何等的一个救主。
We cannot but offer ourselves as your servants with no reservation. We are yours now and forever.
所以我们没有办法只有来到你的面前，把我们自己毫无保留地奉献在你的面前，说我们是你的仆人。
All this we pray in the name of our Savior Jesus.
我们这样子祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We sing a song to respond. We sing a song to respond. We sing a song to respond. Jesus is my, I have a problem. Projection team, can you
sing a song? I sing a song as a response to this message.
560首，我们谢谢这位耶稣，他是我们的救主，他是我们的君王，他也是我们的祭司。
We want to thank Jesus. He is our Lord God, our priest, and our King.
好，我们一起来。